Simon, I ended up with his lees, but I'd given it to Napi Briellan, so it's in the O'Mealy room in Henrietta Street in Dublin now, at the Pipers Club.
Ken here used to have his lathe.
Huh?
Ken here used to have O'Mealy's lathe for a while, and he donated it to the club in Dublin then.
Yeah.
You know, they have it in the club now.
Yeah.
They have a room.
But for doing the like of that.
Well, for display, really, isn't it?
Display.
Yeah, yeah, it's just on display now.
Yeah.
That's where it went.
Well, I don't know where Dick's lathe is gone. I don't know.
No, that's the one.
Is that it?
That's it, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Ken here used to have it.
After he died, Jim McIntosh bought the tools.
Yeah.
And he thought he was going to try and make pipes himself, but he said he'd never had the skill or got around to it. And he knew that Jack O'Rourke, another friend and pupil of R.L.'s, had a friend in County Clare who desperately wanted to get his hands on them, and that was Sean Reid.
Yeah.
So Sean Reid got the tools and the lees. Then after about, 30, 40 years, Sean McAloon, Belfast Piper, said to me he would love to have O'Mealy's lees. So I asked Sean Reid the next time I was in Clare, or told him that Sean McAloon would love to have it. And Sean Reid was a very generous man, and he said, well, take it to him.
Yeah.
So I put it on the roof of my car and brought it to McAloon.
Fair enough.
Yeah. 3 weeks later, McAloon said to me, I've no room for it, it's far too big, would you take it?
Yeah.
So I ended up with it, and then I thought what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But when NPU
said
that's
a good job
that
has to be seen,
that's perfect.
Probably there's a mark on it as to who it belonged to, and probably
couldn't
that.
Couldn't find anything.
Yeah. No, but it but must be noted down now who it belonged to.
Huge heavy wheel about that diameter.
Massive machine.
Yeah.
And all it's still intact, all the bits.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were there a few months ago and set it up again. So.
All right. I saw it a few years ago and it was
and
that's
all
over
the place.
Yeah.
No, it's put together.
Wilbert and Damien and Ken put it together.
Well, I didn't do too much of
it. Well, yeah, I had a couple of us spindle
carriages
for the lathes, so they're not
very interesting.
So hopefully they'll be part of the exhibition.
Yeah. So it's it's put back together and everything now. The old lathe is put back together in the club now.
Is it?
Yeah.
So if somebody wanted to use it, they could.
Oh,
it's actually in working condition.
That would be proper order.
It would be great to do it, wouldn't it?
Yes. It's a very interesting piece. Very interesting.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. But the pipes.
And if you were to be at that, if you were to start making parts for the pipes, it's very interesting. Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah. The size of the pipe.
If you started, you wouldn't stop it. You'd keep at it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys both made pipes, didn't you?
Did it one time.
Yeah, Ken and Wilbert are both pipe makers.